Today is the day we are going to talk about transitioning our lives and work in every aspect of our lives. Transitioning, that means that we are doing something where we are going something, it is action verb. Is that we are not just static. When the baby is born to the earth, and then the natural process is, it's just the baby was born and grow into the childhood and teenager year, young adulthood and older adulthood and go to heavenly kingdom. That is a basic process of the life cycle. We know of that. If the baby is born, never grow into the child, our heart is aching. And when every child is born and growing to the childhood, never getting into the teenager year, our heart is aching. And also, every transition has some kind of pain. We call it growing pain, right? And we are not having a pain for the pain, but there is some reason for it. Whenever we are aching here and there, we go to the doctor's office and check it out. Unless you are very pain-tolerant person. Whenever you are up to the point where you cannot put up with that pain, you need to go and see and check it out. Make sure that your body is transitioning to the better place or the appropriate way so you can enjoy the life. There are many difficult transition we as a people of God or people in the earth, on earth, we do have it. At this moment, I would like to encourage you think of one or two or three most difficult transition you had in your life. Paul talked about transition. Transition is a given situation for life, and yet we are rebellious in a resistance to the change oftentimes. And Paul is encouraging us to name where we were and where we are going, past, present, and future. Let me share the most difficult transition I had in my life. I'm 40 years of life. From Korea to United States. Yes, it was a great opportunity for the whole family. I guess one of the main reasons why my family moved from Korea to United States, Southern California, is because of my health. My family doctor recommend whole family to move to the Southern California because of the weather. And I was sick a lot when I grew up in Korea. And they did their best to not to get sick while living there, but somehow the weather was not right. So finally, my doctor encouraged my family to move to Southern California. My mom was a courageous woman. The mother, all the mothers, we just celebrate Mother's Day. We know that how courageous women mothers are in our lives. She took risk, let go of everything in Korea, and she moved the whole family into Southern California because of my health. And I never get sick after that. But the transition was hard. We knew that it is a good transition for the life life of the family. And nobody will be sick if we move to Southern California. But it was a very difficult move because we had no language skill. We have no relatives in Southern California. We had no one. But it's gradually, God gave the family in Southern California through the church. So I do count the church very seriously because without church, I would not be who I am where I am now. That is the first transition I made. It was very hard. But it's because of that move, I am who I am. I'm a healthy woman. But after that, the second and greatest transition I had to deal with was my mom's passing and my mom's sickness. It was very hard. In 3 years of my mom being in hospice care, it was very hard. She was one of the most healthiest person in my family. But when she got sick, I didn't know how to handle the situation. But in her sickbed, she taught me how to equip myself and adopt surviving skill. Work in the house, because I never worked in the house. It was hard, but he said it worked it out okay. But he said when my mom passed, I was not so sure how to handle my life again. But before she moved on, she gave my hubby some. And I got married, and 10 days after I got married, my mom passed. And also, my church family, again, they involved in my life. Not just a church family, they are my family, I call it. And that was the second amazing transition, hard transition I had to adjust. And the third one is moving California to here. Oh, good purposes is there. I love to be with my hubby. I needed to build a conventional marriage life. Since I got married, I felt like it. So I opened up the possibility, and unexpectedly, poof, opportunity is given. I thought that it was going to be a good mood and a good transition, but it was very hard. To be honest, last year I thought as I was dying out. I'm losing my personal character, and I feel like I'm losing my professional character also. It was so hard. But I was not alone that journey. Through the darkness, the path I walked through, God gave me a peace through the congregation like you, the people like you. Transition is hard. These times of the year, we are in a transition again. We call today is the day of celebration of the educators in the congregation and recognize the graduates in the congregation. Education means is bring the best out of the people. Transitioning, that is a point that we are making in here. If you are the educators and teachers and professors in somewhere, you know how hard it is to bring the best out of the people. Cooperation was not there all the time. You and I know that. But you and I know that it is a good move, good transition. We need to equip and process, encourage other people to be part of that. Paul, in this passage, is talking about transition. If you are able, please open up your Bible. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. We're going to be reading this Bible responsibly. And a transition is a part of a given situation in our life situation. And verse 1 through 3, it talks about our life in the past. Our life in the past. What kind of life we have? What was our identity? Let's read it together. Verse 1 through 3. I'm going to be reading first, and then you're going to follow the second verse. Verse 1 of chapter 2 of Ephesians. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desire and thought. Like the rest, we were by nature object of a wrath. That is, stop there. We're going to go into the fourth and next verse later on. Verse 1 through 3, it defines that you and I are dead people. You and I were the dead people. When I read this passage, the image came up. Walking Dead. Have you seen that drama or TV show? No? Okay. Just two of you. Then I knew that you was there. And Peggy, you are the package deal, so I just assume that you are. Walking Dead. And then it is about, well, should I invite the Dan Geyer to explain this to us? Since he's an expert in it. Dan Geyer, could you come forward? Come up here. Come up here. You are not a zombie, so you can walk a little bit faster in here. Why don't you use the mic about Walking Dead? What is the synopsis of The Walking Dead?
Well, how many of you are familiar with George Romero's classic Night of the Living Dead? We all know it, pretty much most of it. It's a zombie movie, okay? And in this movie, the TV series, the AMC series, it's essentially a tale of the apocalypse as told from the viewpoint of Americans who are trapped in a world now where the living are the dead no longer stay dead. They rise from the grave and they are bloodthirsty creatures that eat the living flesh of the people who remain on earth. How much more graphic do you need?
Let's just stop there. You got the point about the walking dead scene, how it is related. This passage, I think that is enough, I think. We're going to have a lunch
in the first episode.
I think that we got the glimpse of the idea about the walking dead. We were walking dead people. We were zombies, the so-called, in the 21st century, you know, before we acknowledged God. We didn't know that it's a real world zombie, unless it's the live people pointed out. The Christian, our foremothers and fathers, they pointed out for us to restore the story of salvation, restore the resurrect power within us through Jesus Christ. Soon we were resurrected. We noticed that something is not right. What we lived, the way we lived in the past. Verse 1 through 3, it talks about how we lived our lives. We were dead people, walking dead. We are the walkers, dead people walking. But we did not realize until someone pointed out for us. The Apostle Paul is pointing out this. You were walkers, dead people walking. But it's now we have made some transition. From the verses 4 through 7, it talks about transition, how we move the dead people stage to the new stage. Verses 4 through 7, it talked about transitioning to the new being through Christ Jesus. Let's read it, verse 4 through 7. Verse 4, let me read it first. But because of his means, Jesus Christ, God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. One more. This is a transition through Christ that we've been transitioning into the new beings. Do you remember the analogous stage of our life on earth and getting into the digital stage? And the transition was hard. People resist the digital era is not appropriate. The quality is not there. But how many of you do have a digital camera? All of that, right? And then also getting into the 3D stage. And then two weeks ago, Song and I went to the movie. And usually I do not like to go out for a movie because the theater is too cold. But it was one of the gifts that Song, my hubby, was begging for to give to him on that particular day. So I wrap up myself, become an Eskimo in Chicago during the month of April to join him and support him as a good wife. I tried to be a good wife. And he got us to sit in on the 3D Avenger movie theater. And he got me these 3D glasses. The experience was so different. And then before when I went to the theater, it was one-dimensional. Well, actually 2D. And you can see the figure, you can see the stories in a location, you can see it. I was observant. And then I was just watching it and enjoyed and seeing the scene I was seeing on the screen. But 3D glasses, wearing it, makes it all difference. It is not about just observing. It is about participating in the scene. And all of a sudden, the arrow is shooting at my ears, you know, on my face. And I'm, oh my God. That is a Christianity we are talking about. When we were dead, through the grace of God, Jesus transitioned us to the new place. through the obedient heart, we are partaking of this new being. The new being giving us the 3D glasses to see and participate. You can see the things you never saw before by having these 3D glasses spiritually. You can name how many people are crying out for help. You can see how many people are walking dead. You and I have a special purpose for being transferred into the new being. But in the verse 8 through 10, he talks about the purpose of our transition. The purpose of the transition is doing God's work. Doing God's work. That is the purpose of that. Accepting Jesus Christ is not just about going into heaven individually. If that was the only purpose for God to be your Savior and my Savior, then you and I should be in the heaven somewhere already, because God already accomplished His mission in your life, in my life. But after we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, being transferred into the new being, we still walking, talking, and living. By having spiritual 3D glasses, we can sense what's going on and experience that. Instead of just sitting in the pew in church on Sunday, we can carry this passion, purpose, and mission God has for us throughout our lives. Experience multisensory worship, multisensory Christian, multisensory discipleship. We are going that direction. We are not just living in the analog stage, not just digital stage, but we are getting into the 3D, combining all of the technology, all the assets and the resources in our lives to see the things the right way God wants us to see, so we can participate and do something about it. If you have been in this church for a while, you have already noticed that we are not the church the same way in 1964. You know that our church is not the same church being the church in 1980s, in 1990s, even 2000. We are growing. We are trying our best to be relevant to the culture we are serving and partaking in the partnership within the community. We are trying our best. As you and I know that we are not perfect. We do make a mistake. Individually, even though we are trying our best, we do make a mistake. Am I correct? I do make a mistake a lot, not intentionally. If you guys are making a mistake intentionally, that means those are not a mistake anymore. It is a habitual behavior, unhealthy behavior. Mistake can be mistake with no intention. And also, whenever we try our best to not to make the same mistake, it is hard to come out of that behavior because we have been grow up. We need to have a people like you and me to edify each other, trust each other, to bring the best out of the people by being the person of God who've been transformed into new being with receiving. With the amazing purpose and a mission we receive from God. We are not walking dead people here. We do not walk as a dead people. That means you and I are sensing something. God is work within us through the grace of God. We have amazing purpose and mission we receive. We needed to do something about it. starting next week, we're going to have a new way of doing church during the 9 o'clock service and 10:30 service also. Because of the cultural shift, we experienced that. Instead of doing the same thing, regardless of what's happening out there, church with leadership decided to be relevant as much as we can. People ask me, and people ask many leaders in the congregation, how is it going to be? My answer to that is, I do not know. Because I've never done it before. Our church never done it before. But we know that everything will work it out for good for those who love the Lord. We are trying our best to win the souls of the people in the community, offer the place for them to experience God in a different way, because the summer is different. So if you are able, please try your best to participate this change in this transition we are trying to have to make it a church to be more relevant. It's going to be in the fellowship hall, and all the things is not spelled it out. Every detail has not been spelled it out all, because we do not know what is going to be happening. But the leadership, we've decided to put our faith to do our best to bring the best experience during this given time. Yes, it is a challenge time, but it is also the opportunity we can see and do and experience God a little bit differently instead of doing the same thing over and over. So I would like to encourage all of you to be part of the 9 o'clock so-called cafe setting, and it will create an environment for you to talk to each other instead of Sunny talking. And you're going to preach it at someone else also. The floor will be given to you. We're going to have a full music and coffee and goodies. Your tummy will be filled up. And so far, since we do not know exactly how young family with the young children will be participating in the 9 o'clock gathering, we have not organized a Sunday school yet. But there is a possibility in a Christian Education Committee is very flexible to support the direction we are going. But there will be a nursery. Young babies, young children can be in the nursery during the 9 o'clock service. And then it will be a great experience. I have no doubt about it. Because I do believe that it is God who formed our ideas and desire in the congregation to see the cultural shift in the community. Seeing, knowing is the beginning of the transformation. Transition can happen by seeing it, know it, and willing to participate in it. And then our congregation is courageously stand up for this movement we are creating in this congregation, in the community, for the sake of God's glory. Because you and I are new beings who received great mission to be the church, do the church within this congregation, in the community, in the world. Let us be so by being a home, welcoming, nurturing, celebrating God, everyone, in Christ's name.